Coming up in this episode.
He lapped up the tea like a dog, mystifying everyone around him. Granny chuckled.
What's all that about? Well, before we find out, we have not one, not two, not three, but four birthdays to celebrate. It's a happy birthday, Rushikesh, and Everly, and Joseph, and Finley. We wish you all the best birthdays ever. All right, let's hear who the superstars are on this episode.
Hello, my name is Zoe. I'm 6 years old. I'm from Dallas, Texas. I like reading, spending time with family and friends, and doing gymnastics.
My name is Myla. I'm 8 years old. I come from Stuttgart, Germany, and I love mountain biking.
Well done, guys. You're brilliant. What talented performers. Okay, Ruby, let's get on with the story.
Wizzlethorpe's Wagging Wizardry. Once upon a time, on the mysterious island of Majimajura, there lived a wizard named Wizzlethorpe. He was a quirky fellow, kind of odd in a fun way. People knew him because he wore these really bright vests with polka dots, striped pants that looked like a rainbow, and a cloak made from all sorts of different fabrics stitched together like a cozy quilt. His place where he worked at, well, that was something else. A total mix of magical stuff. There were pots on the stove, always bubbling with mysterious concoctions. Shelves filled with funny and weird things, and old books scattered around, each covered in a layer of dust. It was a place where you could expect the unexpected, and Wizzlethorpe loved every bit of his magical mess. One fine day, Wizzlethorpe found himself engrossed in a book about monsters. As Wizzlethorpe leafed through the book, he uncovered a treasure trove of legendary creatures that fascinated him. Unable to contain his excitement, he began reading aloud about these mythical beings.
Griffin. Majestic beings with the body of a lion and the head and wings of an eagle. The phoenix. A beautiful bird that is said to burst into flames when it dies, only to rise again from its ashes. Kelpies, mystical water horses that can shapeshift into human form. Krakens, monstrous sea creatures with massive tentacles believed to live deep in the Silver Sea.
As he flipped through the pages, he stumbled upon a fascinating creature.
A centaur. A beast with the top body of a human and the bottom body of a horse.
Wizzlethorpe's eyes widened with excitement.
I'm going to try something similar,
he said, and got to work. After hours of research and preparation, he brewed a spell. Early the next morning, as the sun cast its first rays, he cast the spell upon himself.
Talius Wagglus Metamorphosis!
To his delight, Wizzlethorpe found himself transformed. He now had the top body of a human, but the bottom body was that of a large dog. He decided to call himself
a Dogtor!
Flustered and fascinated, he couldn't resist the urge to explore his newfound abilities. As he admired his Dogtor form, the postman delivered a letter. And another dog outside started barking. Unable to resist his instincts, Wizzlethorpe dashed outside, barking like a dog. The postman terrified, yelped and ran away. Wizzlethorpe couldn't help but enjoy his dog tour shape. His tail wagged uncontrollably. With a mischievous grin, he decided to head down to the village market to show off his unique form. The market was like a bustling carnival in Majimajura, alive with a riot of colors and the sounds of creatures happily going about their magical business. Stalls were lined with a mesmerizing range of fantastical treats and treasures. Elves with pointy ears and mischievous grins were selling their berries that glowed like tiny lanterns. Close by, goblins displayed cookies and sweets shaped like stars and moons that sparkled with sugary magic. A dragon, its scales gleaming, ran a stall with cauldrons bubbling over with magical potions. Troller the Troll stood guard over a collection of giant mushrooms, each one pulsating with mystical energy. A gnome with a twinkle in his eye managed a symphony of singing teacups, making everyone smile. Mischievous fairies danced gracefully, leaving behind a sprinkle of pixie dust that shimmered in the air. Toadstools served as cozy seats, and banners made from enchanted fabric danced in the breeze, casting a magical glow over the bustling market. Amidst the magical chaos, Wiz found Granny Gigglesnort, a really old and funny witch. Granny's hair, silver and decorated with ribbons and bells, bounced as she moved. Her wrinkled face lit up with mischief.
Hello, dearie. Fancy a cup of tea?
Granny offered, holding out a cup.
No, thank you,
said Wiz.
Could you, maybe serve it in a bowl on the ground?
His dog tour instincts were taking over. Granny was surprised, but did as he had asked. He lapped up the tea like a dog, mystifying everyone around him. Granny chuckled, observing his antics. Before she could say anything, Wizzlethorpe felt a sudden urge to leave. There was something important he needed to do. Rushing through the market, he searched as if looking for something specific. Finally, he reached the central tree in the market square. Without a second thought, he raised his back leg and, well, let's just say the tree got a bit wet. The crowd gasped and chased him away, disgusted by his behavior. Wizzlethorpe galloped away, yelping as he ran. On his way home, Wizzlethorpe spotted a dirty pile of mud. Unable to resist his dog tour desires, he leapt into the mud and rolled around just like a dog. Now, Granny knew that something was wrong, and she had followed Wizzlethorpe from the market. When she saw how ridiculous he looked rolling around on the ground, she shook her head. She knew that this must have been some very silly magic. Wizzlethorpe, now covered in mud, realized that he needed to change back and said,
I have a counter spell on my desk at home. However, the dog part of me is too stubborn and refuses to let me go home.
He looked at Granny with sad puppy-like eyes. Then Granny had a clever idea. She picked up a stick and threw it in the direction of Wizzlethorpe's house. He eagerly ran to fetch it and brought it back to Granny. She walked along a bit and threw another stick. And he ran closer and closer to his home. With many more sticks thrown, they finally reached his house. Wizzlethorpe, now acting like an excited dog, ran in circles with his tongue hanging out. Granny, with a firm voice, said,
"Wizzlethorpe, sit and lie down."
Miraculously, he obeyed. Granny cast the counterspell at once.
Farcus, humanus, alteris.
And Wizzlethorpe was once again his human self. Relieved and grateful, Wizzlethorpe thanked Granny for her help. As she walked toward the door, Granny said,
"It's my pleasure, my boy. Be more careful with your spells next time."
She turned around to see Wiz fast asleep. He was lying on his back with his arms and legs in the air and his tongue hanging out to the side.
"There's a good boy,"
she laughed, and made her way back to the market.
Quiz time! What did Wiz call himself after his transformation? A Dogtor. Did Wiz drink his tea from a cup? No, he drank it from a bowl. What was the dragon selling at the market? Potions. What did Wiz roll in after he left the market? Mud. Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.